Maris going for a deep shot in triple coverage. Sneaks it in. What a throw there by Arjona. It's been his favorite target of the night, Jackson Connors McCarthy.
The punt team does come out. And now Maris going to get it right before that two-minute timeout, see how they can work. It's blocked. A big-time block off the punt. And Maris gets on it. Ball recovered at the 29. Completely broke through the middle of the field. The ball's on the 22, 9 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. One man in motion, second and 8. Menino drops back, fires to Carter James, wide open, and a touchdown over the middle. Had some room after the catch and punches it in for 6. Kickoff goes the Red Fox's way. It's caught and returned just shy of the 30-yard line with 14:44 remaining on the clock. The offense led by Sonny Menino. Going to get another crack at it to try and close the gap to a one-possession game. Seen a lot of success so far on this Marist offense. After the first quarter, see what they can do to start the fourth. And it's a pass on the first one. It's short to James and at his ankles. Kind of just thrown away on a broken-up play.
Perfectly defensive play that time. Everything was right. Okay, you get the running back in the flat. You get the wide receiver on the other side. Everything seemed pretty good from a defensive standpoint. And right there, if you're Menino, there's no way to go. You could just wait for someone to get open, or you just throw it in the dirt and live another down.
On second and 10 now at the 29-yard line, Menino in the shotgun takes it. It's a handoff. James finds some space and is able to get some major yardage out of it, creeping towards the first down. Just shy, but it'll set up a third and short. So big pickup off a rush on second down.
That's what you need. Find the gaps. Go through the hole. That's exactly what Maris did that time. And now you're in a good spot where it looks about to be third and one, third and a long one. Man down on the field for the Red Foxes.
Yeah, after the carry, it is Carter James who's down. The training staff immediately comes out. Looks like it's just stretching out his leg, maybe some cramps. We saw this a couple weeks ago. So hopefully James is okay. Have some bit of stretching, but we'll take a quick timeout and come back once the situation is taken care of. Carter James looks good as he heads to the sideline. Cardillo in at running back. Third and one. Menino in the gun. It's a direct snap to Cardillo, and he's able to get the first. Second time we've seen that happen today. And they pick up a first for the second time today.
But was also interesting in terms of the creative play calling. Both the quarterback and running back switch, but also McCarthy out wide on our side, also with movement.
And then a quick play immediately after doesn't go very far. I don't even know if they made it to the line of scrimmage. Maris was in a hurry to continue the offensive possession, and they do, in fact, lose some yardage. Maybe a foot or two, but still, rule it second and 10.
Slowing it down a little bit here and just kind of looking for a good spot, second and 10.
Diawara in motion. Menino, fake handoff, rolls out right. He airs it out deep. He's got a man wide open. It's Reed Dexter, and he overthrows him. And by wide open, I mean wide open. Reed Dexter had about 3 yards ahead of anybody else guarding him.
Yeah, and you can see on that last play is Menino delivered that football a little bit earlier than he wanted to because of the rush by the Tommies defense. If he just waited an extra second or two and threw that exact ball, that's a touchdown.
So tough break for the Red Foxes. Now sets up a third and 10. Menino takes it, drops back. Has no man, scrambling left, trying to find something. Floats one, and he does have a man who frees up down the left sideline. Picks up some huge yardage.
First catch of the day for Santino Correa.
Number 84, Correa. getting in on the action. A bit of a broken play that Menino keeps alive. Delivers a huge gain. The ball's now in the 18. They're in the red zone. It's a handoff to Shannon, who gets initially stuffed. Fights back towards the line of scrimmage. Now a second and still some ways to go.
How about that? You didn't hear this wide receiver come up in any discussion. Then guess what? Floats it right to Correa, gets the first down in yards, and starts to, you know, give the Red Foxes some momentum.
Brought him into the red zone. A second and nine now off the Shannon run. Fake handoff to James and some heavy pressure on Menino. Just floats it away towards the receiver on the right side. Third and long once again.
Yeah, and that's not a bad pass. He was getting blitzed. He was throwing it. There was a receiver in the area. He actually was about maybe a foot or two away from catching the football. Just wasn't expecting that pass to come and wasn't sure where the surroundings were.
Menino looks towards the sideline for the signal. Red Fox is going to need a big play, down two touchdowns. Ball on the 17, third and nine. Takes the snap, drops back, gets a block from his running back, has some room to run on the right side. He's scrambling, looking for the first down, able to get it and out of bounds. Sonny Menino using the feet to keep the chains moving.
That's exactly what you want to see. Everything's kind of down. Everything's broken down. Nobody's open. Guess what? Take it yourself, get a first down, keep those chains moving.
Great block on the edge from running back James, who has now re-entered. He'll be out there once again on Menino's left. 11 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. Ball on the 7-yard line. First down, shotgun snap. Takes it, drops back. He's looking to throw left side. Diawara open. Floats it over once again. Menino hasn't been able to connect on those deep touchdown strikes.
That one, he just threw it. He threw a bullet pass on that one. You kind of want to lob it up and go back shoulder. Instead, he kind of threw more of a bullet pass. And in that situation, it was just too far for Diawara.
A lot of muscle behind the couple throws that Menino has had recently. Sets up a second down, 7 to go, and Maris is going to take a timeout looking to figure things out before they head to a crucial possession where they really need to punch one in.
You got 3 timeouts. Good timeout because your offense wasn't ready whatsoever, and you know that's what you got to look for. 11-19 remaining in this one, and got to get a touchdown. You're down 14 here.
Have to just play a complete game. You chipped away one of the timeouts, only 2 left, but still a lot of time. Like you said, 11-19, if you're able to score here, hey, the defense just has to show up from there. Have to get the ball back into the offense's hands, and then the offense a score to tie it up. And it's going to be an interesting thing, the extra points, if Maris is able to punch this one through. This is one of those situations, too, down 14. It's an analytics play to go for the 2-point conversion off of that first touchdown. If you get it, you're only down 6. You have a chance to win the game. If not, on the next time you score, 2-point conversion does tie it as well. Maris has had their problems. It's probably going to be the way they go. So the offense is back out on the field. 2nd and 7 to go for the score. Menino in the shotgun at Shannon as his running back. Carter James has been the running back on all the scoring plays. Maris opts to mix it up. Menino takes the snap. It's a handoff to Shannon and around the other way. It's not enough. Connors McCarthy was the one to take it after the original handoff from Shannon. Picks up a couple yards, but down just short of the score.
It's an interesting play call because in that situation, you kind of want your quarterback and Menino to block for Connors McCarthy on the edge. Instead, he kind of just stands as a statue blocking guys by standing there. But at the end, if he took an extra block and went further down the field, it could have been a touchdown, but you don't want to be too aggressive in terms of your quarterback getting a hit.
3rd and 3. Menino takes the snap, drops back, finds a man right side, and a score. It's Will Downs. A fantastic route on the right side, 1v1. Will Downs has been targeted a few times today. Hasn't seen too much action and finally able to get it and a crucial score for the Red Foxes. and the offense stays on the field. So we'll see what they opt to do on the two-point conversion, 32-24. This would make it a six-point game. Marist currently down 8.